In a small research project at the German National Library, we work on the question, would an explicit versioning of the DDC bring advantages for retrieval? This is a project on a conceptual level, and we want to show you our preliminary results. Since the translation 2005, the Dewey Decimal Classification is an important system for classification and indexing in the German National Library. We have the problem that the DDC is constantly changing. This is, of course, necessary to keep the classification up to date with scientific advancement and literary warrant. On that score, we have revisions in the DDC. For example, we have relocation of particular topics, we have creation of new classes, or we have new build numbers. We now concentrate on an example for relocation of a topic into a new class. The class 7 to 6.7, monastic buildings, in German Klosteranlagen, has a subordinated class 7 to 6.79, parts and accessory structures, including cells, cloisters, refectories, in German Teile und Nebengebäude, einschließlich Klausen, Kreuzgänge, Refektorien. This class has changed. Cloisters has been separated out, and now there is a new subordinated class, 7 to 6.796, cloisters, in German Kreuzgänge. And of course, the including note in 7 to 6.79 has changed and cloisters have been crossed out. Strictly spoken, it would be necessary to continuously review the correctness of the DDC notations, because it's possible that the new meaning of a class may no longer reflect the content of a title correctly. As an example, the title Mittelalterliche Kreuzgänge in Europa, in English, Medieval Cloisters in Europe, was classified with a 7 to 6.79 parts and accessory structures, because at this time there was no subordinated class, cloisters. But now there is a better fitting class, 7 to 6.796 cloisters. So there should be a change from 7 to 6.79 to 7 to 6.796. But libraries don't have enough stuff to do so. So we have modifications in the DDC, but we don't have modifications in the notations, and this can lead to incomplete search results. For example, if we are searching for the DDC notation 7 to 6.796 for cloisters in our online catalog, we only get one title, Die singenden Steine von Moissac, Entschlüsselung der geheimnisvollen Programme in einem der schönsten Kreuzgänge Europas. In English, Singing Stones of Moissac, Decoding of Mysterious Programs in One of Europe's Most Beautiful Cloisters. But if we are searching for the superordinated class and use a truncation, we find more relevant titles. Der Kreuzgang der Abtei Altenrüf, in English, The Cloister of Abbey Altenrüf, and Medieval Cloisters in Europe, Mittelalterliche Kreuzgänge in Europa. The problem is that these titles were classified before there was a new subordinated class. But even if the titles weren't classified with the 7 to 6.796, we want to find them if they deal with the same topic. So we want to be more independent from class changes and find all relevant titles. So what are we going to do to solve this problem? We create identifier for each version of a DDC class, and we build a semantic network for searching. And how we're going to do this in particular, Julia Hauser will explain.
Thank you. So we need unique identifier for each version of the DDC class. In our example, we have the new DDC class Cloisters, and the URI for cloisters would be the 7 to 6.796, and in addition to this, a timestamp you can see here in red. This is the day when the change in the class was, and in this case, when the new class was built. So the identifier helps us to make a difference between the different versions of the DDC classes. Here in the orange bubbles, we have three examples of DDC class versions. The first two ones are parts and accessory structures. The first one is including cloisters, which is the old version with the timestamp of 2005. And the second one is parts and accessory structures without cloisters, with the timestamp of 2009, because their cloisters were separated out. And at the bottom, you can see cloisters as an own class with the timestamp of 2009. So when we have the versioning, we can identify the real meaning of the DDC classes in our titles. In the green boxes, you can see three examples of titles from the DNB stocks. The first one, it's Medieval Cloisters in Europe, has the general DDC class for parts and accessory structures, because in that time when the title was classified, there was no class for cloisters. The second title, in English it would be Infirmaries, Hospitals and Hospices of the Monks, is a general title about parts and accessory structures, and that's why it gets the general DDC class after the change, with a timestamp of 2009. And the example at the bottom, The Singing Stones of Misak, is a title about cloisters, and that's why it gets the new DDC class for cloisters with a timestamp of 2009. So of course we don't want to lose this information and have to save it in the descriptive entry. Here again we have two examples of titles. The first one is Medieval Cloisters in Europe. It's a title about cloisters which was classified before the change, and that's why it gets the general DDC class. In the square brackets you can see the timestamp of 2005. This is the initial date. And the curly brackets save the changing date of the DDC class. So as a proposal, we can fix this information in the field of the base number. It's 5401. And the second example, The Singing Stones of Moissac, is the title about cloisters and has the DDC class 726.796 for cloisters with the timestamp of 2009. And it just has a timestamp in squared brackets because it's still valid. And we save the dates of validity in the subject headings in the DNB like this too. So when we have this versioning, we can model the relations between titles, DDC class versions, and subject headings as a semantic network, and I will explain this graphic step by step to you. So first, we have parts and accessory structures, two versions of it. On the left side, you can see parts and accessory structures in the new version, in which cloisters aren't included. And this one replaces the older version of parts and accessory structures in which cloisters were included. Now, since the change, cloisters became a subordinated class and an own class, which is a SCOS narrower or rather SCOS broader relation to parts and accessory structures. We have the crisscross mappings, which connects the DDC class versions with the German subject headings. You can see here in the yellow bubble. Formerly, when cloisters were included parts and accessory structures, it was a broad match connection. And now, since cloisters became an own class, it's a SCOS close match relation. So here we have three examples of titles which were classified with parts and accessory structures, including cloisters. Kloster Wedinghausen Westring, in English it would be Monastery Wedinghausen Westring, is a title which was classified before cloisters was separated out, and it's a general title about parts and accessory structures. The two titles at the bottom are titles about cloisters, and were classified before the change. So here it's an example of a title which was classified after the change, and it's a title about a general title about parts and accessory structures. And since the change, there's one title which was classified about cloisters with a new DDC class for cloisters. And it's also connected with the German subject heading for cloister. So I hope this graphic is understandable. Are there questions of understanding so far? So, okay. Yeah? The brackets, where you can see curly brackets, it shows you the changing date, and this is not valid anymore. On the right side, you can see that this version isn't valid anymore, and on the left side, it's valid because there are just square brackets. Yes, it means that there was a change. Any more questions? So, okay, then I will show you what a search without versioning is like. This is the situation at the moment because we don't have this versioning. So if we had a request for 726.796, the DDC notation for cloisters, we would just find one single hit because the Singing Stones of Moissac is the only title which was classified before cloisters became an own class. We don't find the titles which were classified before cloisters became an own class. The system doesn't know a difference between parts and accessory structures with or without cloisters. And now if we have, we would have the versioning and the semantic network, the search would be like follows. This is the request again for the DDC notation, and we find the titles about cloisters which were classified with the new DDC class, and also all the titles about cloisters which were classified before the change, because there is a relation between the new version of parts and accessory structures and the older one. The only problem we could have is that you also have information ballast and find irrelevant documents that doesn't fit your request, because you also get the titles about general parts and accessory structures which don't deal with cloisters. So, but there are some examples in which the new DDC class is an absolutely new one and wasn't part of an older version, and there you won't have this problem, but it should be mentioned. Yes? I don't understand. So I'm not sure if I've got you right. It's the time in which this relation was valid. So. I'm afraid I don't get the question. Once Lloyd was introduced, the link to Dewey now goes to 726.796. Yeah, so the SCOS broad match and SCOS close match relation aren't looked at the moment. So we have this advantage because of the replaces and not because of the crisscross mapping. My colleague will say a sentence about that later. It's a West Ring.
Yeah, but the top bit, the closed bedding house, the Kloster. Ich kann es auch auf Deutsch sagen. Sie sprechen.
Nein, she doesn't.
Sie sprechen von drei Sachen. Sie sprechen von Kloster als ein Teil etwas.
So I think if you
I'll
say
speak
it
in English if you like, right?
Not for me, but for the people who doesn't understand German.
The red bit is talking about cells and cloisters, which is some little part of a major monastic building. Then you're talking about cloister, which is a whole monastic complex.
Yeah.
And then you're talking about Kreuzgang, which is a particular kind. And this whole schema is mixing them all up. Because how do I distinguish between whether I'm talking about a whole structure or about when it's a part of a structure?
Sorry, the title at the top, it's about a west wing of a cloister. It's not about the whole cloister. It is about a part and accessory structure. It's not the whole cloister, it's the west wing.
The whole title is Kloster Wedinghausen Westflügel. And so it's a title about the west wing of Kloster Monastery Wedinghausen. So I think what you are saying, it's about the one who classified the title, and this hasn't got anything to do with our example. So perhaps the librarian who classified Kloster Wedinghausen made a mistake, but that's not the topic of our speaking. Okay. So it's just an example to stress what we are thinking about in our model. Okay. Sorry. So I think this was what I want to say. This was the one with the problem. So it just should be mentioned that there could be irrelevant documents, and the advantages of our approaches will be summed up by my colleague now. Thank you.
Thank you. So here we can see where we started. We are missing relevant titles because of the modifications in the DDC. In our example, if we are searching for the DDC notation 7 to 6.796, we only get one title, Singing Stones of Moissac. But now, we can improve the search results a lot. Here we see what we would like to get, a correct search in spite of the modifications. So if we are now searching for the DDC notation 7 to 6.796 in our online catalog, we don't only get the one title we got before, here's one at the bottom, but we also get other relevant titles about cloisters. In summary, we showed you a method to improve the search results in spite of modifications in the DDC. It consists of two steps. In the first step, we create identifier for each version of a DDC class. And in the second step, we build a semantic network with the DDC classes here in orange, the titles in green, and the German subject headings in yellow. And if we're now searching for the DDC notation, 7 to 6.796, we find all relevant titles about cloisters. This was an example for searching for DDC notations. In the next step of our project, we will take care of the verbal search. Then the index entries for each DDC class will be included, and also the German subject headings with the crisscross connections will be important. Finally, we'd like to thank you, and we are happy to take questions.